Magnetic reconnection in black hole magnetospheres, lepton loading into jets, superluminal radio blobs, and multi-wavelength flares, by Shigeo S. Kimura et al. Supermassive black holes in active galactic nuclei launch relativistic jets, as indicated by observed superluminal radio blobs. The energy source of these jets is widely discussed in the theoretical framework of Blanford's EJEC process, the electromagnetic energy extraction from rotating black holes, BHs, while formation mechanism of the radio blobs in the electromagnetically dominated jets has been a long-standing problem. Recent high-resolution magnetohydrodynamic simulations of magnetically arrested disks exhibited magnetic reconnection in a transient magnetically dominated part of the equatorial disk near the BH horizon, which led to a promising scenario of efficient MeV gamma ray production and subsequent electron-positron pair loading into BH magnetosphere. We developed this scenario to build a theoretical framework on energetics, timescales and particle number density of the superluminal radio blobs and discuss observable signatures in other wavebands. We analytically show that the non-thermal electrons emit broadband photons from optical to multi-MeV bands. The electron-positron pairs produced in the magnetosphere are optically thick for synchrotron self-absorption, so that the injected energy is stored in the plasma. The stored energy is enough to power the superluminal radio blobs observed in M87. This scenario predicts rather dim radio blobs around SGRA*, which are consistent with no clear detection by current facilities. In addition, this scenario inevitably produces strong X-ray flares in a short time scale, which will be detectable by future X-ray satellites. This was magnetic reconnection in black hole magnetospheres, lepton loading into jets, superluminal radio blobs, and multi-wavelength flares, by Shigeo S. Kimura et al.